Now we're getting some real information about VI Passholder Days, with snacks and photo ops revealed. There's another anniversary to celebrate at Hollywood Studios, and an exciting new behind-the-scenes opportunity at Cirque du Soleil. Plus, we have Smell-O-Fence, Michelin stars, and reviews of Cape May, Sanaa, and more on episode 190 of the Mickey File podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to, what are we, episode 190 of the Mickey File podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
First things first, we have not yet picked a winner because we were kind of late putting out the episodes. So for our contest last week, we're going to end it on Sunday, April, whatever that is.
28th.
After we return from conquering all the parks.
On Main Street 16.
At least four rides in each of the parks. I'm just going to say right now.
Yeah.
This is a way tougher four-park challenge than just going over there, riding a ride, eating a snack, and getting a picture done.
Yeah. And it, no, because there's strategy here.
Oh my God, this is way more stressful than a day at Disney should be, but...
I know.
But...
I mean, we're going to have a blast. I already know we're going to have a blast, but it is going to be stressful.
It is.
Because...
Probably should be way more stressful than it so far has been.
Yes.
Like, we probably should have actually talked a lot more strategy than we have.
No, actually... Well, okay. In fairness, the... Four of us, five of us, are mostly Disney experts. So it takes a little less strategy on that because we kind of know, all right, this park's open here. This park closes this time. You know, we already know that this transportation. So we have a much better knowledge than the common Disney folk.
We would like to hope that that's true.
Yes. So I think we all... know what we have to do and kind of are planning individually. And I think it'll just kind of come together.
We'll go with that. Sure. We'll say that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I think we have the right idea of how we're starting and that. So there we go.
We do. We have the right idea where we're starting and where we're finishing.
Yes. Well, we're still up in the air about that because of when one or two of them is what we're ending. We haven't decided. We haven't finalized that.
Right. Okay. Whatever. Then I'd be right back to not knowing what's going on again.
No. I mean, we put both. It's okay. They're only an hour apart on closing.
So anyway, it's going to be fun. 16 rides, four parks.
Four rides each park.
Don't know how many hours it's going to take us.
I'm hoping it's not taking till close of
we three of the finish parts. In the top 13.
Because as of the other day, there was 13.
And registration was closed.
Oh, okay. So okay. We are in the top 13.
We will finish in the top 13.
Yes. I have confidence.
Right?
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's for a good cause. Main Street 16. You can still go, still time to go support us and give kids the world, who is what we're doing this for.
Yes, this is all for Give Kids the World.
And we've talked a lot about Give Kids the World, so
and there,
you should be familiar.
Yes.
So it's all for Give Kids the World and a great cause, and it'll be a lot of fun.
It will. And we'll, we'll try to keep everybody updated as during the day.
Yeah, we'll do some lives. We'll do some Instagram posts.
Yeah.
We'll send out calls for reinforcements.
Yeah. If people are in the park, they can help, you know, get us fed.
Maybe we'll try to find somebody that we can pay to do it for us. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
No, I want to do it. No, I think it'll be fun. It
seems really cool.
Yeah.
And a good way to meet new people.
Exactly.
So I'm excited about it.
I am too.
That's what we have going on.
Yeah. Okay. Any housekeeping?
No.
Okay.
So, like I said, we'll pick Sunday afternoon. We'll do it live on the Facebook group, share it on Instagram. We'll spin the wheel. And see who won. Right now, we only have two people who have entered.
Yes.
So more people should know. And if you don't, once we reveal the answer, you should be watching it.
Yeah.
Okay. That all said, let's get to the news.
All right. VI Passholder Day details continue to be released. Stitch Magnet has now been, you know, identified that that's the magnet.
Have we not done a Stitch Magnet before?
Apparently not.
Is there not one on our fridge?
Apparently not, because people are going bonkers about this.
Okay.
It's going to be available starting May 1st through June 18th in the Creation Shop at Epcot. There's going to be a Stitch Cake Cone, which features vanilla chiffon cake with coconut buttercream and mango crisp pearls, which is going to be available Sunshine Seasons.
You know, this is another missed opportunity for Disney. I'm just saying.
What?
Stitch is Project 626, right?
Right.
Like June 26th.
Right. And they're
ending. You're not going to be able to get the Stitch Magnet on June 26th.
That's really very silly. You're right.
Right?
Right. That is
I can't even remember what it is now, but they're blowing something about Star Wars. Oh, opening Phantom Menace on the 5th.
Right. Why would you not open it on the 4th?
Not everybody is going to be at Disneyland, by the way,
yes,
for Star Wars Days. A good way to share Star Wars Days with the entire world
is releasing
Disney would be to release Phantom Menace on Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
And make it a big thing for everyone, not just the people who can get to Disneyland for it.
Right.
Or Hollywood Studios. I know they're doing stuff there too, but nothing like what they're doing at Disneyland.
Right. It's only on, and it's very little on Star Wars Day.
Right. And I'm sorry, but this pass holder magnet should either run through 626 or be starting on 626.
Exactly. Why would you miss that? That's crazy.
I need to be hired in the marketing department.
You do, baby.
Some things are actually just too obvious.
Right.
You just don't understand how they miss them.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
At least to me.
You're not wrong.
Okay, tell us about the photo ops.
May 1st through May 30th, there's going to be a giant Mickey Mouse ice cream bar photo op prop for the op.
Photo op.
Yeah. June 1st.
Well, it could be a prop. You said special props and magic shots.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a combination of both.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe you hold up a giant
ice cream bar and then Mickey's there. Yeah, I don't know.
Ice cream bar.
And then June 1st through June 26th, it's going to be an oversized Mickey Mouse donut photo
prop. June 26th.
Prop. I know.
Hmm.
So, there's going to be a giant donut prop. I mean, it's cute.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the artist rendition yet. But nothing. I mean, I guess it's.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there we go. So the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival dates and details have been announced. It starts August 29th and runs through November 23rd. With global marketplaces, Eat to the Beat concert series, and merchandise featuring Remy from Ratatouille, Mickey Mouse, and Figment. The festival begins nearly 3 months after the Flower and Garden Festival ends. And in 2023, the festival dates were July 27th through November 18th. This year's dates are exactly the same as they were back in 2019.
So it's not unprecedented.
No.
Although I don't know when, what are we in right now? Flower and Garden ended in 2019. See, here's my problem with the perpetual festival.
Right.
I don't even know at any given time exactly what festival we're in anymore.
Right.
The art one I do. Holidays I clearly do. The other two, I don't know. It's still the same food and flowers everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't have a problem with them shortening it.
No, I don't either.
First of all, it means that, now, kind of weird, because it does mean that the summer at Epcot is going to be probably less crowded.
Right.
Than it normally would be, because there's no festival.
Right.
It does somewhat annoy me that I won't be able to see any concerts 4th of July when we're there.
Yeah.
Because we fell in love with the M80s / hooligans / spasmatics
/ command performance.
Yeah, them.
During.
Because of this.
Right.
And what a great show they did last week.
They were amazing.
But you played the clarinet. What? So awesome. It's like my favorite thing they do. That woman behind me thought I was nuts.
She did.
When I was like, that's what I came here for. Right there.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Fantastic. But.
Yeah, there's going to be no concert.
I'm surprised because.
I mean, 4th of July at Epcot's a big deal.
Well, they're trying to give away hotel rooms with all these discounts because they clearly aren't being occupied.
Right. But then they're not doing anything.
You've taken away the incentive for people to come during that time period. I mean, you know, to some degree.
Yeah. I mean, there's still rides and everything, you know.
I'm also okay if they shorten the festivals. I really am.
Yeah.
You know.
Because the Perpetual Festival was kind of.
Tell you what it makes me question.
What?
Well, now you don't have that big draw to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to open Tiana?
Oh.
Are you going to open it and have everybody trying to get into Magic Kingdom at a time when there's no festival to draw people away from there?
Oh.
Are you going to wait till August?
Well, it did say summer.
Are you going to sneak it in before this thing closes? Like, tell us next week it's opening? Because you haven't done any previews yet.
None.
Walls are still up.
Yep.
So, I wonder if it affects Tiana.
Mm.
You're also closing Test Track.
Yep. Right? Which is a big draw.
And apparently they've pulled a permit for construction at
Figment.
Journey to Imagination with Figment.
Yep.
For 19 months. Like it lasts till November of 2025. Almost 19 months.
I mean, that's a long time.
I mean, that's screaming like refurb, but.
Yeah.
Which means you got to close it.
Yeah.
And they've pulled the permit. Now, they've pulled a bunch of permits.
Right.
We've talked about some of them, but I don't know. Makes me wonder. Like, it seems odd that you
just opened all of this stuff and then you're taking away the draw.
I know you have. Yeah, I mean, I know there's stuff happening on June 10th and all around.
Yeah.
Right. But I just wonder, like, if that. When is Tiana supposed to open? Summer 2024? Is that the...
Yeah. Which summer right. ends...
Well, summer doesn't start till June 21st, right? June 21st to September 21st. Am I right? Yes.
Yes.
So I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Walt Disney World is celebrating the 35th anniversary of Hollywood Studios on May 1st.
That is so hard to believe.
I know. They're going to have like a ceremony thing at the Beauty and the Beast show at 11 o'clock with a presentation. They're going to have surprise characters. And they're going to have limited time 35th anniversary merchandise available via virtual queue, which I am very happy about.
Didn't they do virtual queue for the stuff?
At? Where?
For the 50th?
No.
Well, it's some kind of queue.
No, you just lined up.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
The only thing they did a virtual queue. It was for the pins at a Frontier Trading Post. But it took like 7 hours for you to get into it.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that was what they did.
Yeah. So.
I don't care how long it takes.
Just.
If I'm not standing in line.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Just as long as
the virtual queue, I don't care if you tell me to come back tomorrow.
Right.
Like,
I'm fine with that.
Right.
I think it'll be neat because I was there for the 30th. It was cool.
The merchandise looks pretty cool.
It does.
What I've seen.
Yeah. They've only shown like four things.
A couple shirts and hats and a lounge fly.
Yeah. But they'll be like special pins and stuff like that.
The lounge fly to me looks very 50th anniversary.
Yes.
A lot like that button-up shirt I have.
Yes.
Not that I hate it. It just looks very much like some of the 50th anniversary stuff.
Yeah.
So. It's cool looking stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. They have cool looking stuff. They had coal on the 30th, too. So it was neat. All right. Savvy's hand-built lightsabers and Droid Depot are now requiring prepaid reservations at Walt Disney World with a 24-hour cancellation policy in place.
Eek.
So the lightsabers are now $249.99 plus tax, and the droids are $119.99 plus tax.
So the droids have gone up $20.
Right.
In 5 years.
Yep.
The lightsabers have gone up $50 in 5 years.
Right.
Percentage-wise, they're still pretty close.
Yeah.
To the same percent.
Yes.
But man, all of a sudden, $249 seems expensive.
Yeah, it does.
Because we've only made three. We really need to make the fourth one.
That means I would have to make it because you've made two.
Whatever. But now we got to pay $250. No discounts on those either, by the way.
Yeah, no discounts. So, I know.
I don't mind the prepaid thing.
No, I don't either.
Because there's only, I don't know,
it's 10 limited.
Or 12 people in a session.
Right.
Right? So I don't mind. I don't know if it's still selling out either, but
so
I assume it is since they're
doing this and
making them more expensive. But
right. But I think this has been the price for a little while.
I thought they were still $229.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. So, but you know, I mean, there's obviously a reason behind them doing it. So
they can.
Well, not just
that's
that.
The reason. They
well,
can.
Not just that, but they're not doing prepaid. You know, they, for example, there's certain dining places that are prepaid. Not all of them. And then there's certain things that require prepay. You know, I have a feeling people are making it not showing.
Well, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway,
here we
go. Still have to make one more.
Yeah, I know. How many handles are there? Four? How many?
There are an infinite number of handles.
No, how many?
There are so many parts. It's not infinite, maybe, but
right.
There are so many parts available for them. But there are four basic categories.
Okay. So we're missing the fourth category.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, we don't remember which one.
I don't remember. We did the Jedi one, the Sith one, and the Elemental Nature, and I can't remember what the fourth one is.
Okay. So that'll be next on the list.
Yeah.
All right. Victoria and Albert's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa has now been recognized by Michelin with a star award.
Okay. So they've received it.
Yes.
Didn't they like get recognized for this, like actually while they were closed?
Yes. But now they actually got the star.
Right. Because it is kind of weird to have a big ceremony for it when the restaurant's not open.
Yeah. So I think it was recognized. Now they've gotten the star. So that's why they had the big ceremony. They had another big ceremony. So.
For some reason, it never dawned on me that the Michelin star is actually by the tire company.
Yeah. No. What did you think it was?
I don't know. I figured it was some French Michelin thing or something, right? So. You know, and we were just bastardizing it because we're American and calling it Michelin. And then I saw the pictures and the Michelin tire guy is there.
Yeah.
And I expected Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd to jump in and shoot him. I know it was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. They look the same to me. I don't care.
They do look the same because they're really the same thing. They're both marshmallows.
I saw it. I'm just like, why is that part of this elegant ceremony at a fancy restaurant? I'm sorry. Anyway, it was a long weekend. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Smellophants on Parade, presented by Scentsy, has begun at Storybook Circus. Guests visiting the land will go on a brand new interactive search and sniff experience. I'm sorry. I don't know why that makes me laugh. Oh.
I wish Stitch could take this over. Smell this.
That would be really funny. So it says, the task is simple. Find all 8 smell-o-phant statues scattered around Storybook Circus. Use the stickers and the map to track your progress.
So this is like an Epcot scavenger hunt thing, huh?
Yes.
Except we're promoting a private company.
Yes. And you have to go smell them.
I would. You know what? Everything's cool. Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, it is.
Yeah. It's something neat to do back in Storybook Circus.
I'd rather have Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom come back.
Yeah.
But if what we get are scratch and sniff elephants, okay.
I am interested to see how it works. So when we're back there doing Barnstormer, we can go see one of the smell elephants.
We have no time to do.
No, we literally.
Extraneous.
No, I want to. I just want to walk by and see if it smells. Hmm. That's really all I want to do. And from where it looks like it's at, it's right in front of Dumbo right now.
It's definitely centered around that.
Yeah. So I'm sure we can walk by and smell the smell of it.
Well, I mean, it's search and sniff, not scratch and sniff.
Right.
Okay. Never mind.
Right.
Okay.
So there you go. Okay. Drawn to Life announces Page to Stage, a behind the scenes VIP experience.
This sounds amazing.
Amazing.
The details, hold on. Okay, I have it here.
You do? Good.
Launching on May 24th, the Page to Stage Signature Experience. This is from blogmickey.com.
Okay.
We'll offer guests an intimate behind-the-scenes look at the show, including a backstage tour and artist meet and greet, premium show seating, collectible merchandise, and more. And so much more.
But wait, there's more.
You'll begin your evening with a personalized greeting and check-in with their page-to-stage host. Select concessions of your choice to enjoy during the show, including a souvenir popcorn bucket.
Ooh-hoo.
Then enjoy Drawn to Life from premium reserved seating, which are like lower sections, section 100, whatever.
Right.
10, whatever. Following the performance, Page to Stage guests meet with some of the show's talented artists for photos and a Q&A. In the exclusive highlight of the evening, guests will embark on a backstage and under the stage tour of Drawn to Life with the opportunity to get a close-up at some of the show's intricate costumes and one-of-the-kind props. And as a memento of your experience, you will receive a Drawn to Life gift bag and discounts off purchases made at the theater's Cirque du Soleil store.
This sounds incredibly
phenomenal. Now, here's the thing. I'm wondering if this is a typo on Blog Mickey or if for some reason they've already discounted it. But so it will be offered for the late show on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays only.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are this. The article says $285 for adults, $225 for children. When we just looked at it right now,
mm-hmm.
it is $258.
Right.
So on their website. I didn't sign into anything. So that's
just
not a Disney pass holder, DVC, anything like that experience.
Right. It's Cirque du Soleil.
But it does show $258.
Yes.
For adults. Starts on the 24th, which is a Friday, and tickets are available for the 8 o'clock showing as of right now.
Right.
For the signature experience.
Which I so want to do this.
So the Golden Circle seats, which are the same seats.
Yes.
Are $209.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get all that other stuff
right.
for $49?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm all in on this.
Oh, all in.
We haven't seen it yet. I love Cirque du Soleil, all of them.
Right. I've seen one. You've seen...
And you get all this stuff? I've seen 3 or 4.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, rub it in.
Because it's at every hotel in Vegas.
Right.
Like, they're everywhere in Vegas.
We have been wanting to see this.
Right.
And we just, it's never worked out for us.
And by the way, the late show on Sundays is only 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, man, 258.
That's
you get to like go under the stage.
I know. And meet the
I am all in on this.
Yes.
Have to do it before September.
Yes.
Super duper cool.
Yes.
Get your tickets now.
I know. So, and there's like I didn't see any DVC news.
Probably isn't. Nothing's really going on.
No, other than the fact that cabins for direct owners opened on renting for the cabins opened on. Sorry.
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
The only real DVC news is typical Disney fan garbage. Fandom garbage. So the reservations opened on the 23rd? Yes. Whatever day it was. Monday, right?
Tuesday
morning. And we were told by 1,000 employees that it opened at 7 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock everything had been open since like 5:30 and sold out. And by 8 o'clock DVC rental services were advertising stays that they had booked on Facebook and other places. So not only are the resellers grabbing all the merchandise, but now they're grabbing the new hotel rooms, which is super annoying and makes me not going to buy any resale points from you guys. I'm just saying.
Yep.
And we're looking for points. So.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. Anyway. Not bitter at all on this end.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm annoyed that they were sold out. I'm annoyed that everybody was told 7 o'clock and it was much earlier. I know they do that with things, but I mean, you know, people have to sleep at some point.
Right. Because I actually got up to let the dogs out.
But I am super annoyed that people are reselling those stays already.
Yes. Very.
Anyway, that's it for news.
That is it for news.
I think. Yeah.
That's all I could find.
Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit have been in Animal Kingdom this week, but by the time you hear this, they'll be gone because Earth Week will be done.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch, tons of characters this week.
All right, well, that's it for news.
That is it for news.
And my complaining, for the most part.
Okay.
All right. We've been way behind, so it's like a month ago, almost.
Well, things came up.
Things did come up. And problems happened.
Yeah.
But on March 31st was the last day of the official day and last day of our anniversary trip. Last real day, like we came home the next day.
Yeah.
We had a big day. That was our big day.
That was our big day. But we knew it was our big day, so we tried to space it out that way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. We did go into a park that day. We still didn't ride anything.
Nope.
But we started the morning at Cape May for breakfast.
I know.
The second time in like a couple of months.
Yeah.
I dig it. Like that's.
I really like Cape May.
For breakfast. The days where, you know, you want to spend $50 on breakfast because it's a buffet.
Right.
Character breakfast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy.
Yes. And it was $47 before discount.
Right.
Right.
That buffet is still, I think it's the best breakfast buffet.
Yes. With the omelet bar.
At Disney.
Yes. The food just...
Actually, if I'm being honest,
mm-hmm.
We went to Ravello recently.
Yeah.
Food was delicious. The buffet, same price.
Mm-hmm.
I guess on weekends, it's a character meal, but we were there on a Friday.
Right.
So I'd like to see it with a character meal. But on a Friday, there was not a lot of breakfast food on the breakfast buffet.
No, it was
a lot of charcuterie and bagels, but like not right. a lot of eggs and bacon.
Right. Well, they had bacon and sausage, but
no, I know, but
like, that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
For my money, I think Cape May was better.
Yes.
I know people will disagree, but most of them is because of the mimosas and Bloody Marys and that.
Right. We're talking just food. You know?
Yeah.
As far as.
And actually, I noticed like for the people who had been there before, they didn't get the buffet this time.
No, they didn't. They got meals. Yeah. Right.
So, which is what we should have done. We
didn't really look at the menu ahead of time that yeah. there was another option. I just assumed it was only
yeah.
the buffet.
The food was very good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get the buffet again, right. like right. ever.
So, but Cape May buffet is outstanding. Just the food just tastes, it just has different spices in it or whatever. It's just delicious.
The omelet bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Mm, delicious. You
know, that day they had some kind of bread pudding. I can't remember what was special about it, but they were excited about having it.
Yes.
And it was really good.
Yes.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. And with the character meets, we got to, through the eyes of a child, got to see a child experience pure and utter joy.
There was a kid, I don't know how old he was, 2, 3?
He was probably 3.
He was old enough to feed himself, but he wasn't like, you know, talking in sentences or anything.
Right.
But a super cute kid. I don't know if he ever actually really ate anything because he was just, his head was on a swivel looking for the next character. And he jumped up and hugged him and went and danced with Donald when they would do the dance and,
mm-hmm.
you know, was yelling quack, quack at Donald. And I mean, he was there for the characters for yeah. sure.
Yes.
And was just so excited
it just,
about every one of them.
Yeah. And he's just sitting there waiting and anxious. So, because he knows he has to wait till they come to his table.
His fist, like shaking because yeah. he was so ready for him, you know.
But he knew his parents, you can't get up until they come to our table. And right. he was just, oh my gosh.
He was dying.
But just the pure joy in his face. And when he was able to get down and hug them and run up to Donald, it was just,
mm-hmm.
we got the joy just watching that in him.
So, as far as like people excited about seeing the characters, it's kind of neck and neck. Either him or the grandfather at the table across from them that was giving all the characters taffy. I'm not sure which one was more excited about the characters, honestly.
Okay, but. So it was more enjoyable watching the kid. Oh, how about
was.
That?
It was. It was a really fun breakfast. Service was great. Food was great.
Yep.
It was $47 before annual pass or DVC or
Disney Visa
discount.
Right.
Fantastic. And, if you haven't been, go.
Service is wonderful. I mean, everyone there is so nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. So then we left there and went into the International Gateway at Epcot.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Capture Your Moment, which now meets at Epcot at the American Adventure Pavilion.
Right.
So it's just a podium.
Yeah.
In front of it. So, but yeah, we had a Capture Your Moment. We did it in Italy.
Yeah.
Just because it seemed kind of the most photogenic place, you know, with the bridge thing
right.
and the fountain and the big flower display in the middle of the plaza and all that.
Right. It just had a lot of different unique mm-hmm. angles,
mm-hmm.
you know, for photos.
We had Elizabeth, who was from one of the Carolinas.
Right. She was outstanding.
She was. And it's supposed to be a 20-minute experience, right?
Right. As she described it, from the first time we take a picture that counts.
Right. So, you know, her checking the light, the light shooting and, you know, all that, didn't count for the first picture. So it was from the first one that counted.
Right.
Ours ended up being 45 minutes because she didn't have another one scheduled.
Right.
So we just kept going.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah. We ended up with 68 photos.
Yeah. She took some great photos.
Yeah. They actually
look good.
I know. We look good, which is shocking.
And she was just.
She was fun.
So cute and fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Because she'd take it, you know, and she's like, oh, lean back and look at each other. Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And then we saw her this weekend.
Yeah. Too.
So that was cool.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I mean, we had that nice little magnetic board that had, you know, 26 years on it and the whole thing. It was just really, she took really cool pictures, like the one of us in back of the other.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got to go on the staircase. We were on like, places in Italy I didn't even know were places in Italy. That place with the barrel she had me sit on.
I didn't know
that was like a thing in Italy. So.
I didn't either.
It was so cool. How much was that? 100 and what?
It was $99.
$99.
Yeah.
So 68 pictures.
Yeah. I've worth it.
So the only problem with it is it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
But the photos aren't actually included. You still have to have Memory Maker or buy the photos or Photo Pass on your car, on your pass.
Right.
Something.
Right.
So if you're going to do it, it's really like 99 plus like another 99 or something, right?
Right.
Like that's the way to do it. You got to get Memory Maker. You can't afford to buy 68 photos from them.
Right. Right.
That's like a gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that is a catch.
Yes.
On it. And we actually just pulled it up on my Disney experience because it was in your name. The pictures aren't even there for me. Like, I can't even look at them.
Right.
Much less the watermarked version or whatever.
Right.
So, that's not fantastic. I'm just going to say.
No.
But if you have, you know, the photo pass deal on your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's super worth it.
Right.
And actually, I don't know why I feel like $200 for a personal photo shoot is bad.
No. And I mean, look at where it's at. I mean.
Right. Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios. All the parks now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's different places in each of the parks that you can choose from.
Right. Italy was not the only place we could have done.
It, right.
Just was the one we wanted to do.
Yeah. Because on that.
I can't remember where else there was.
It's American Adventure Pavilion, Japan Pavilion, Germany, or Morocco.
Yeah.
Those are the options at Epcot.
I'm hoping they're not currently doing Morocco since the entire place is behind a wall.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not. So.
Or at least it was still this weekend.
Right. I'm sure that's one of those. They go, no, we're not doing it there, even though.
Also, I'd like to know, today being the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And the pass holder lounge opening in the Moroccan restaurant on the 1st.
Yes.
I'd like to know if those walls are still up. And what they're doing behind the walls.
I don't know.
Changing all the archways because they look too much like the oven.
Thought they were already all changed.
No, not all the entryways. They're all that
shape. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's not what it is.
I'm sure.
But I don't really know what they're doing. Like,
I'm not 100% sure either.
I've heard nothing about why there are construction walls in Morocco.
No, I haven't.
Not word one.
Nope.
So, anyway, capture your moment. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
It really was.
Yeah.
By then we were hot. It was a hot day.
Yes.
March 31st was hot.
Yes.
We went to Spice Road Table and we got the non plate and a couple of beverages.
Right.
I had the iced sweet tea, which is sweet tea, iced mint tea, mint iced tea. What is it?
Mint iced tea.
Right. Which is iced tea with a mint leaf and some gin in it.
Yep. And
it's
super
refreshing.
Yeah. I had a Moroccan mule, which is basically...
Which is a Moscow mule, but in Morocco.
Right. Which, again, is still refreshing.
Yeah. Right. And the bread service little plate was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was... It kind of just hit enough for us.
We honestly did not go in there to get anything to eat. We just decided once we sat down that we would do that.
Right.
Spice Road table... We had no reservation for it. We walked up and I was like, any chance we can get seats for two? Mm-hmm. And she was like, yep, we need your phone number and we'll text you when your table's ready and don't go anywhere. It's going to be ready in like a few seconds.
Right. And keep in mind, this was Easter Sunday.
And like noon or 12:30 on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Same with like Cape May. I was able to switch that reservation like 2 days before.
Kind of primo time for lunch crowd.
And, yeah. Just walked right in.
Yeah. Which has kind of been happening there.
Yes. Yeah. We've been able to do that quite often when we do go. Yeah.
We got to spend some time with the Austin Family Adventures 6, right?
Yep.
Their YouTube channel.
Yes.
Had just gotten in town.
They got in town like on Thursday or Friday, but they were at Easter with their family.
Yeah. So we met with them at the Grand Floridian and saw the Easter eggs and did a little shopping.
Yes. We need to crack that baby open, by the way.
We do. We do badly.
It's a giant, what was it? Like a 4-pound.
I don't remember. It's
Easter
bunny. Very heavy. Chocolate Easter bunny. It also came with like some cake pops and things like that.
But the
it
Easter,
was 80 bucks.
But the Easter bunny's filled.
Yeah. And the Easter bunny's like a foot tall.
Yeah.
Chocolate Easter bunny. But he's filled with M&M's, jelly beans, and Num Hirels, which...
Snow caps.
But he's filled with them. And yes. It's super heavy.
He is very heavy.
So it needs to be cracked open badly. Yes,
badly.
Like in a few minutes here.
Yes. but we enjoyed spending time with the Austins.
Yeah, and you know what? It was super worth the $80 for that basket. It was nicely presented. I mean, it wasn't like fancy, but it was nicely presented.
Yeah.
Would have been a really cool treat to leave in the room for your kids coming Sunday. It was even cooler for us to get and take home the next day.
Yes.
So everything we've had out of it has been very good. I'm ready to eat a chocolate bunny. And we left, went back. I guess we didn't even go back to the hotel.
No, we didn't.
We left from there and went directly to Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidati Village.
Mm-hmm.
And had dinner at Sanaa.
Yes, we hadn't been there in quite a while.
I think we had not been there. Since before COVID.
I thought we went like when it first reopened, but I could be mistaken.
It has been a long time since we went.
Yeah.
But we were staying there. So it was after 2018. So it must have been 2019 that we went. I believe it was an anniversary. So I think I want to say it was our anniversary in 2019.
I think so.
It was the last time we went.
Possibly.
Okay, so at Sanaa, first of all, our server was Morgan from Atlanta, Georgia.
She was outstanding.
She was really good. She and she was good with everybody. She worked her section very well.
Yes.
Made good recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at Sanaa, you get the Indian bread service.
Yes.
It was actually better than I remember it being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's 5 different types of like non bread, basically. Mm-hmm. At least most of it's non bread, and 9 dips for it.
Right.
From mild to a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
And sweet and everything in between.
Mm hmm. It's delicious.
It really was. Like it hit the spot for sure.
It was, yes. Very good.
Honestly, a couple of the breads, the garlic ginger naan and the onion kulcha, were just as good without anything.
Oh, yeah.
They were both really good.
Very much so, yes.
I got the pot ghee inspired entree.
Okay.
$32, you get to choose from one from the Journey. That's how they do their menu. The seafood curry, butter chicken, braised beef, or pork vindaloo. I've heard good things about the butter chicken, but I got the braised beef. And then you get one from the Harvest, which is our plant-based section. Mm-hmm. There's a rajma masala, chickpea wat, sukumu wiki, or lentil dal. And it's served with scented basmati rice. So I wanted the chickpea wat, which was like a chickpea stew. Mm-hmm. And the braised beef was like beef stew.
Right.
Because I love me some chickpeas.
Right.
Garbanzo beans. But then she started talking about this sukuma wiki, which was collard greens.
Yeah.
With like some stewed tomatoes in them.
Right.
A little bit different because they were kind of sweet because of the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But they were delicious. But she started talking about it. And I was like, I can't decide. And she says, for $7, you can get an extra meat or an extra vegetable. Now, silly me, I went ahead and got the extra vegetable.
Right.
Should have gotten the meat.
Right. Because you should have got the butter chicken because you'd heard so much but about it.
It shocked me.
That it was only $7.
That it was $7 for either. Both, all of it was delicious. All of it. The collard greens, like I said, they were sweet, which was a little different. And then the chickpea, like, stew was, it was, they were both excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, totally worth the $39 that I spent on dinner.
Yeah.
You got the grilled lamb chops, right?
Yes.
Which? Shermoula marinated lamb chops, coconut black rice, peas, kachumbari, mint chutney, and radish.
Yes, it was delicious. The portion size was perfect.
And it was $34.
Yeah, and it was like, it was just enough, you know, it was like, sometimes you get your meals, you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to finish this. There's so much food. And then you just keep eating because you're like, I don't want to leave it to waste. This was like perfect amount of food.
So, you know what, both of those, like, we didn't leave hungry.
Right. But we didn't leave stuffed either.
Right. It was the right amount of food.
Yes.
Both of our dinners.
Right. That's really the best way to describe it. Because, like, it drives me crazy. I leave somewhere, I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to eat again.
Mm-hmm. Like at Tepanetto the night before, not complaining, by the way, about the price or the meal there.
Right.
But we took a lot of food home with us.
Oh, yeah. We took a ton of food home. The night before.
There. We didn't take any food home from Sanaa, but it's because it was the right amount of food.
Yes.
So well done.
Well done, yes.
And then she brought us a celebration for our anniversary.
Two celebrations, actually.
Oh, she did. Yes. Yes. One was a sparkling kind of rosé wine,
mm-hmm.
pink wine, that was really good.
It was very good.
You know, I'm not a champagne guy, so, you know.
It was more,
I don't know if it was any good or not.
It was more Prosecco. Good. So yeah, but it was good. It had a nice flavor to it.
I'm not a wine guy at all, especially sparkling wines.
Yeah.
But it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the other thing was. It looked like an ostrich egg. It was like an egg-shaped kind of, I don't know.
It was on great. It was on
custard thing on a bed of graham cracker crumb.
Yeah, but it,
I think
the way it was speckled, it really did look like an ostrich egg.
It did.
And then
thank God it was not as big as an ostrich egg.
Right.
But
it had a piece of chocolate on the top, which I ate.
Yeah, it was very good. It was a really good dinner and all of that.
Yes. I enjoyed it. It was a very nice anniversary dinner.
It was, and it was a good way to end the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it did end the trip. The next morning, we got up and went home.
Yeah. It was sad. We even both said we didn't want to leave.
Yeah, we say that every time.
I know.
Actually, that's not true. A lot of times on our checkout day, I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. But this one, we both said we didn't want
to. I want to go home, take a nap, and get ready for work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And finish my homework.
But this one was, we actually both really didn't, we're dreading leaving.
Yeah. It was just a really, nice trip.
Yeah.
You know, we saw some friends, we hung out with some friends, we had plenty of alone time.
Mm-hmm. And we just did, we did what we wanted, but not too much.
Right.
Which was really nice.
Yeah. So as far as the way some people do their trips, we didn't do much at all.
Yeah.
But we did everything we wanted to do.
Right.
Right. In fact, we left some virtual cues and lightning lanes on the table that we didn't use. Virtual cues.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun trip.
It really was. It was a nice anniversary trip. Happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah. Happy anniversary plus a month.
Yeah, I know. Almost. I know, but still.
But anyway, we finally finished that.
Yes.
Next week is going to be all about the Main Street 16.
Yes.
And how we fared.
Yes.
The only thing I can tell you for sure is we're going to ride 16 rides as long as all 16 are open.
Yes.
And there's really not, like, we know there are rides that have issues.
Yes.
With that.
And
they really aren't on this list.
No. The only one, there's a couple that I'm concerned about, like if it rains, Slinky. But
well, and Barnstormer, and
well,
and if it rains all day, we're in trouble, but it's not supposed to rain
no,
at all. It's
right.
Actually not even supposed to be all that hot.
Right.
But I mean, you know, so Big Thunder Mountain, Peter Pan, Barnstormer, WW Railroad. I've ridden Big Thunder Mountain in the rain. It's kind of miserable because the rain hits hard.
Yes, it does.
Remy, Soarin', Spaceship Earth, Seas with Nemo's and Friend. Now, like, you want to say, like, these rides don't shut down, but, like, Spaceship Earth seemed to be raining the other day.
And,
yeah. And it's the closest we've ever come to being evacuated from a ride, even though we had moved about 25 feet.
Right. And, you know, Remy can be, can have some issues.
He can.
Right.
Slinky Dog Dash, Tower of Terror, Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run, Alien Swirling Saucers, Kilimanjaro Safaris, Everest, Dinosaur, Triceratop Spin.
Yeah.
So three of those four are outdoor.
Right. I'm not worried because, like you said, there's not weather issues, but breakdowns is a concern.
Yeah. But like I said, those are not, for the most part, rides known to be. Rise of the Resistance is not on this list.
Right.
So, you know, I think they picked good rides.
Yes, I think they did.
Let's check this out. 10-day forecast for Bay Lake, Florida.
Okay.
Something very wrong with that. There is not a chance it is 63 over there right now.
No.
Oh, that's night. That's believable.
Yeah.
Saturday, high of 84, low of 66, mostly cloudy, a 12% chance of rain, but breezy with winds out of the east at 18 miles an hour.
Ooh, that'd be nice. The wind will be nice.
57% humidity, but this is so weird. Mostly cloudy with a UV index of 10 out of 11.
When
did we start an 11 on the UV index? Is that only for Florida? What?
Oh, that's funny.
Sunrise at 6:48 a.m. Sunset 7:59 p.m.
Well, we are.
Moonrise at 11:54 p.m. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
It will be a waning gibbous moon.
Well, we're going to be up nice and early that day.
The moon won't set till 9:05 a.m. the next day.
We're going to be up early.
70% humidity on Saturday night. That means finish before night.
Yes.
Should be fun. Should be very fun.
Yes.
Joining forces with the Monorail Tales podcast.
Yes, we are.
Our friend Rick Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy.
His wife.
Mrs. Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a person to substitute in, which is our friend Jason.
Yes.
So we will be covered.
Yes, because there is one ride Karen is not riding.
Yeah. And I think Rick said there was one he couldn't. No, he could ride everything.
No, because he couldn't ride Seas.
No, he said he was just going to close his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Brandy has something she can't ride.
Yeah.
So we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Half the team has to ride
mm-hmm.
each ride.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Here's the nightmare scenario.
Okay.
We do Barnstormer, the most uncomfortable ride in the parks.
Yes.
Surpassing even Flight of Passage.
Okay.
And we forget to take a picture. That's my nightmare. That's what keeps me up at night about Disney.
That is Rick's job, is to make sure our picture is taken. He is the captain.
My nightmare is we ride Barnstormer and we forget to take a picture.
That is his job.
And have to ride it again.
Because he's probably the tallest one with the longest arm.
Yeah.
So that is his job.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Because the picture has to be taken with all of us on it.
Right. And timestamped.
So
there's an app we have to get.
Well, or when you take a picture on an iPhone, you push up and it shows the timestamp.
Yeah, I know, but they want it timestamped. I mean, I guess you could like push it up and then screenshot that and then send them that up.
Right.
But it seems like there's some kind of app that you can get that automatically puts it on there.
Yes.
Like looking at my computer here, I have it. So it has my name and a timestamp. And that's because I have to do that on photos that I screenshot that I take for school.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you how to get there again.
Okay.
We actually had a tutorial on it in the class as far as how to do it.
But, okay. Because until you just pointed out, I didn't realize it was there.
Yeah, the putting my name thing there. That's something I had to do somewhere. I don't remember where.
Okay.
So anyway, off topic.
Off topic.
That's it for this week. Yeah.
I think so.
All right. Thanks again, everyone.
Main Street 16.
It is. All the money's going to
give kids the world.
Give kids the world. Give kids the world village.
Yes.
In Orlando. Fantastic what they do over there.
It's amazing.
And the place, it's almost its own theme park.
I know.
Pirate Village and all this other stuff. So super cool. Follow us this weekend on Instagram, because that's where probably a lot of the stuff will show up. Although we will do probably like Facebook Lives of like,
yes,
here we are. We've done 5 rides. We're dying. We're on our second park. We have to ride Disney transportation all day.
Yes. Except getting to the park the first time, we don't have to.
Right. But after that.
After that. We do.
And then at the end of the day, the final challenge, getting back to Animal Kingdom.
Because that's where we're starting.
the event will be done because that could involve a Uber ride.
At that point we can.
We're done.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Once we've left the last park.
We may need an Uber ride to get back to our car.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
Yes.
Because
the park,
buses don't go to the park after it closes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, but follow us on Instagram. Where are we? At @MickeyFile_podcast on Instagram.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. The Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. So come and join us there. And we'll also be having lives there.
Yep.
I think if we go live on Instagram, that it also goes live on the Facebook group, but I'm not positive.
Well, why don't you figure that out?
I will try to. Podcast is obviously available anywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify. I don't think Stitcher is anymore. Can't say that.
Nope.
Amazon, Pandora, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to support the show is please subscribe, like, follow. If you're trying to catch up, maybe make sure you are still on auto download, especially on Apple. But I hear Spotify has done that too.
Oh, okay.
You fall behind a little bit and they quit downloading them. So, you know, check that out. That'll help us out too.
Yep.
And just tell somebody, family, friend, stranger, anybody you know that might be interested in a Disney podcast. Let them know about us.
Yeah. In an entertaining Disney podcast.
Well, we hope. If you want a quality Disney program.
I didn't say quality. I said entertaining.
Find somebody else. and our email address, if you want to reach out to us for any reason at all whatsoever, MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.